Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before your throne of grace.
我们的恩典的天父，我们感谢你能够让我们来到你的慈爱的宝座前。So
that we can offer our praise and worship to you, because only you deserve our worship.
我们能把我们的赞美和敬拜归给你，因为你是值得我们的敬拜。Because
Lord, there is nothing on this earth that deserves to be worshipped than you.
在地上没有任何能够值得比来跟能够给你那更值得的。
There's no one who can satisfy our longing like you can.
没有任何能够使我们的渴望得到满足的。
No one can love us like you can.
没有人能够比你更爱我们的。
No one can forgive us like you can.
没有人更能够饶恕我们的像你一样的饶恕我们。
No one understands like you do.
没有人能够像你那样的理解我们的。
So Lord, we thank you because we are spiritually poor people.
我们谢谢你，因为我们是邻里贫穷的。
But Lord, when we come to you, our longing and our hunger will be satisfied.
我们来到你的面前，我们的渴望，我们的能够来，你能够得到我们的满足。
And Lord, we thank you also that because of Jesus Christ, we can share in your holiness.
因为耶稣基督，我们也能够来分享你的圣洁。
But many times we have to confess as we live on this earth.
但是很多的时候，我们一定要承认，我们在这个地上生活的时候，
that we have allowed many things to encumber us.
我们让很多的事情使我们得到阻碍。
But Lord, we thank you that there is a cloud of witnesses that are looking down upon us.
但是主，我们感谢你，因为有那个。 所以做见证的那个云彩般的见证在那边来看着我们。
People like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're looking upon us.
人像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们正在看着我们。
They are encouraging us.
他们来鼓励着我们。
To be faithful in finishing the race on this earth.
是能够有一个非常虔诚的能够来到神的面前。
So Father, we pray that we will run fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So that whether we are doing adult ministry or youth ministry or children ministry, that we can see that you are blessing the work of our hands for you in Jesus' name.
我们看到耶稣基督是因着耶稣基督的名，你会给我们所有的祝福，我们的事工的祝福。
Lord, we also pray for people who still do not know you.
我们为那些还没有认识你的人祷告。
And during this pandemic, many of them have again see how empty their lives are.
在这个疫情的当中，他们看到他们的生活是那么样的空虚。Lord,
may we reach out to touch their lives.
让我们能够伸出我们的手，能够来触摸到他们的生命。With
your love, with your compassion.
有你的爱和你的激情。And
with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有我们主的主耶稣基督的那个福音。So
that they can come to know Christ personally as their Savior.
所以他们能够来到你的面前，能够把你作为我们的救主。
And Lord, we pray for our missionaries who are serving you faithfully away from their home.
我们也为我们的所有的宣道士为他们祷告。
Empower them and use them.
使他们有能力也能够利用他们。
And Lord, we pray that as we open your word,
我们祷告，我们当我们来打开你的话语的时候，
we ask that, Lord, you speak to us because your servant is listening.
我们祈求你能够对我们说话，因为我们正在侧耳倾听。
And may we not be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word.
让我们不光是听到的，而是行道的。
So that our lives will be a harvest of righteousness to glorify you.
所以就是 公义的那个结果，这个能够成为我们的收割。
For this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告也是感恩，我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
请大家请坐。
I believe that all of us in the inner recesses of our hearts,
我相信在我们内心的深处
being created in the image of God,
因为我们是照着人的形象所造的
has a longing to know God better and to love Him and to obey Him.
有那样一种渴望就是要认识神要爱他并且顺服他
But have you wondered what went wrong?
但是你有没有思考过有什么是有出了问题
Why is it that we who are followers of Jesus Christ
是什么让我们那些跟随耶稣的人
are not experiencing the abundant life that Christ promised to his followers
无法享受耶稣基督所允许的那个丰盛的生命呢
Right now, I would like to read, ask to read from Genesis 32, verses 32.
让我们读一下创世纪的32章第22节到32节。
And, okay. So let's read it in Chinese first.
我们读中文，先读中文。他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，躲过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发他们，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他睡觉，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在睡觉的时候就扭了。那人说天黎明了容我去吧雅各说你不给我祝福我就不容你去那人说你名叫什么他说我名叫雅各那人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神与人较量都得了胜雅各问他说请将你的名告诉我那人说何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝贺，祝这比努以勒，意思是我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。故此，以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日。因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
Let's read it in the English.
我们一起来读英文的。
Now he arose that same night, took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and he went across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak.When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he was wrestling with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but in Israel.For you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel and said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun rose upon him just he crossed for Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh.Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the hip. Okay, so to help us kind of understand what is going on here, basically is telling us how Jacob went from a life of striving to enjoying a life, to a life of enjoying God's blessing.
让我们来理解这一段的经文所说的，就是从 雅各从一个奋斗的生活过渡到享受神祝福的生活的这样一个过程。
And I think there are three words that can help us summarize this whole passage.
我想有三个词能够把这一个过程所来描述。
The first P word is pride.
第一个关键词就是骄傲。
The second is prayer.
第二个词就是祷告。
And the third word is preserved.
第三个词是保全。
Let's look at the first P word, which is pride.
让我们先看一下第一个关键词就是祷告对不起 是骄傲
If you look at the passage you can tell that Jacob has already prepared his family to be in safety
如果你读了这段经文以后我们可以看到雅各已经准备把已经把那个他的所有的家人都已经带到安全的地方
So he brought them to safety and then He kind of felt that he, from here, you can see that Jacob, as a father and husband, is a protector and a good leader.
所以他是作为一个丈夫，作为一个保护者，他已经把他所有的家人都带到一个安全的地方。很明确的，我们可以看到。
So, being a good leader, then now he comes before God.
是他一个很好的领袖，然后他来到神的面前。
Then he prayed this to the Lord.
然后他在神面前做了这样一个祷告。
He said, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me, and the mothers with the children. You said, I will surely prosper you and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which is too great to be numbered."
他在神的面前的祷告是这样的，就是求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带女儿女一同杀了。你曾说我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
Spiritually speaking, would you say that Jacob is a very spiritual person?
如果从属灵的角度看，你是不是说雅各是一个非常属灵的人呢？
First, you can see that he was honest with his fear of his brother.
第一，我们看到他是对他的害怕是非常非常的坦诚的。
He shared with the Lord about that.
他跟神就是分享了他那个害怕的那个心态。
And also, in his prayer, he claimed God's promise that God will bless his descendants.
然后在这个祷告的当中，他也提到了神的允许，就是说他的后裔像海边的。
So in other words, God, if my brother kills me, then your promise will not come true. Let me just remind you.
这就是说他记得，就是如果我的哥哥把我杀了的话，那你的允许就落空了。
So you can see, based on his prayer, he seems to be a very spiritually mature person.
如果我们看到这个祷告的时候，我们可以看到他好像是一个非常成熟的一个属灵的人。
But at the same time, you know Jacob, right?
但是同时你也知道雅各这个人。
I think he has already prepared his family to be in safety.
他已经准备，已经把他的所有的家人都移到一个安全的地带。
And now he comes before God with this earnest prayer.
然后他来到神的面前来祷告，有一个很真诚的祷告。
But I don't know about you, but I think he's just doing this for added insurance.
我不知道你是怎么想，但是我是这样想的。他这么做就是给一个自己一个附加的一个保险而已。
Just like many times before we got into prayer, we already have made arrangement to solve our own problem, and then we just pray so that we can be spiritual and.There's nothing wrong, no harm. At least, you know, if God answers my prayer, the more the better.
所以就像我们好多人就是这样做的，先我们自己做好了决定，做了安排，然后来到神的面前跟他祷告说，你成全我的所做的如果他答应的话，那是最好了。
So early on in life, we have seen that that Jacob grew up in a very difficult family.
我们看到在很早期的时候雅各是在一个非常困难的一个家庭当中成长出来的。
Not only that, we can see when he was born, we already know what his personality is like.
不仅仅如此，当他出生的时候，我们就看到他的个性是怎么样的。
One evidence of his personality is that when he was born,
有一个他的个性就是当他出生的时候。
He being the twin, his older brother Esau came out first.
他的哥哥是以扫，是先从妈妈的肚子里出来的。
And then we already know the story that he came out later, but then he grabbed onto the heel of his brother with his hand.
我们都知道他的故事，就是说他出来的时候是抓着哥哥的脚后跟出来的。
And so the parents seeing that named him Jacob, which is Jacob in English.
所以他的父母就把他的名字起为Jacob, 是英语当中的。
Actually, the name in Hebrew means God protects. God protects.
希伯来文的这个词的意思就是神保护的意思。
But later on, because of his deceiving nature,
后来就是因为他欺骗的那个个性。
So the name could also be rendered because the sound and the sense can be said grabber of the heel.
所以他后来在这个词又加上了另一层的意思，他的名字这个也是表示抓住脚后跟的人。
So in essence, his name Jacob signifies a deceiver.
所以他的名字就表明是他是一个欺骗的人。
The other thing we know about him is his birth order.
另外一个事情知道他的是就是他的出生的次序的。
He's the second born.
他是第二个出生的。
And I don't know about you, but I'm the second born.
我不知道你，但是我是第二个出生的人。
And so my parents usually wanting to encourage me.
我的父母经常会鼓励我。
To do better in athletics or in academics.
在体育上或者是在学习上要优秀。
Will sometimes say something like this.
有的时候就这么说对我说的。
Why can't you be like your brother?
你能不能像你的哥哥一样？
In this or that.
就像他这样，像他
那样。So early on, he learned how to be competitive.
所以他从小就有一个那个有个较劲的那个。
And if he did not do as well, he probably would feel I'm not good.
如果他自己坦诚的话，就是我就会说，我不是那么样的优秀。
And to make it worse, he grew up in a family that has favoritism.
更糟糕的时候是他的家庭当中有很多的偏爱。
The older brother Esau, being naturally more athletic.
他的哥哥就以扫是天生的，就是非常的有运动的天才。
Was good in hunting.
也是有打掠的天才。
So he was able to provide, meat, choice meat for his father to enjoy.
所以他能够给他的父亲享用所掠取的野味。
So his father favored Esau.
所以他的父亲是非常对以扫很钟爱的。
And then the mother Rebecca takes a liking for Jacob.
但是他的妈妈更偏爱雅各。
So growing up in this kind of situation and background,
所以在他的家庭当中就是这样的一个情形下所长大的。
Jacob learned early on in life that he wants anything from this world, he's got to work for it.
雅各在很早的就学到了，他要得到世界上的东西，他一定要去争取。
He has to strive to get what he wants in life.
他一定要奋斗，能够来得到那一份。
Can you identify with him?
你能够跟他有一样的那个心态吗？有这样的想法吗
？So that you can see, just like that picture, the dog is going somewhere. The owner has to kind of either follow or try to struggle with him, and that's the kind of relationship that can describe a person who is prideful, who wants his way in life.
就像这个图画一样的，就是狗的主人就是这样的，在后面跟着，或者是追着，或者是勒着这个狗，它。使他能够就是跟着一起这样的，这就是一个这样的场景。
So the first P that we learn is pride. Pride causes a person to be striving in life.
所以第一个词我们要讲的就是骄傲。骄傲就是让你能够要去那样奋斗，把你的生活就是 抓在你自己的手里。
The second P has to do with prayer.
第二个是祷告，第二个词是祷告。
And where do we see that in Jacob's life?
祷告我们从哪里这经文里面能够看到雅各这个祷告的呢？
It's found in Genesis 32 verses 24 to 29.
我们可以从创世纪的三十二章第十二十四节到二十九节里面能够看到他的祷告。
So, to help you kind of picture what it looks like for Jacob to encounter God.
让你能够明白这个雅各跟神相遇的时候是这么样的一个场景。
And there was a wrestling match going on.
然后是跟那个神的使者一起在摔跤的这个场景。
I'd like you to show you a painting by Rembrandt, the Dutch classical, a Dutch classical painter.
我要给你看的这是一个油画，就是一个从那个荷兰的一个著名的油画家所画的一个油画。
It depicts this scene.
这就是画的就是这个场景。
And then people have said that if you want to fight with somebody,
人们说如果你要跟谁来较劲来摔跤的话
you can use your, if you want to fight with somebody, you can use your hand and hit that person.
你可以用你的手来打他。
And the person being hit can choose to hit back or not to hit, right?
那个被打的人他也可以选择他再打回来。
But have you considered wrestling?
你如果是摔跤的话
If it's wrestling, if somebody take a hold on you, can you say, I don't want to wrestle? You cannot. You already put you in a kind of wrestling lock, or a hold on you.
如果我们摔跤的话，他过来抱住你，你就肯定是就跟他抱在一起，你不可能是跟他有距离。
So in a sense, Jacob had no choice.
所以这个地方看到雅各是没有任何的选择。
God in the form of an angel wrestled with him.
是神的使者，就是天使一样来跟他摔跤。
Have you considered God reduced himself to the size of Jacob?
所以我们可以看到神就把他缩小成像雅各一样的一个人一样来跟他摔跤。
So that Jacob could prevail against the angel of God.
所以雅各能够在跟这神的使者摔跤的时候能够得胜。
Looking at this, I'm reminded one time I played with a sister from mainland China, ping pong.
我想起看到这个，我就想起我跟有一个姐妹从中国大陆来的姐妹打乒乓球。
I thought I was beating her hands down. I thought I was beating her hands down easily.
我想我是非常容易可以打败他一样。
Until the brother next standing next to her said, "Hey, you're letting the pastor win."
直到那个旁边的人说，你怎么让牧师赢了你呢
？Wow, the next game, she really did her best, and I was clean. I lost hands down.
下一场比赛，他真正的使出他的劲儿，我整个的就完全是被打败了。
Just like God.
这就是像这个场景一样。
Why did God let Jacob prevail over him?
这个全能的神让雅各能够使他能够成圣。
Have you thought about that?
你能不能是想过这个
Even when he prevailed over the angel of God,
他能够战胜神的使者，你能想到这个吗
？He saw then the angel of God touch.His the socket of his thigh, and he got dislocated.
所以这个后来就是那个神的使者触摸了他的大腿窝，是他大腿就瘸了。
And when that happened, why didn't he say, "Hey, angel, heal my dislocated thigh"?
他那个时候为什么就不说，哎，你的这个使者，请你把我的这个大腿窝给治好了？
But all he said is, "I'm not going to let you go."
但是在这个时候，他说他是对使者说，我不会让你走的。
So he was in a tight grip or a deadlock over the angel of God.
他是那个时候正好是在跟那个使者正摔跤摔的正最高潮的时候。
I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
我不会让你走，直到你给我祝福。
In other words, Jacob, who has always been trying to strive.
换一句话说，雅各是总是在那么努力的来的争斗。
Who always wanted to prevail over people.
是总是要努力的能够战胜所有的别的人。
In this one given encounter.
就是在征战的这个过程的这个画面的当中也是。
He saw that it was not prevailing, but that he needed the blessing of God.
他说他不是在战胜，但是他需要有神的祝福。
And then the interesting thing is the way God bless him.
有趣的是神是怎么样来祝福他的。
God didn't repeat the blessing in which he said, I'm going to give you many descendants, and I'm going to give you the promised land.
他神并没有允许他的重新重复他的允许，就是说我要给你你的子女像多罗海沙，就是有你应许的之地。
But God blessed him by asking first his name.
神对他的祝福之前，先问了他你的名字是什么。
Why in the world would God? Does God have poor memory? God forgot his name?
是不是神真是有不好的记性，他忘了神雅各的名字呢
？No. He knew his name.
他肯定知道雅各。
He wanted to remind him that his name, what it means, his personality.
他其实神是要让他记得他的名字的意思是什么。
He's a deceiver. Remember your name. Remember your name.
这是他的名字。
Before he changed his name.
所以他要知道他的名字，在他改变他的名字。
After he gave his name Jacob, then he says, "Now your name will be Israel."
当他回答说我是雅各的时候，然后神对他说，你的名字要变成以色列。
And you know what that name sounds like in the Hebrew?
你知道这个名字在希伯来语是怎么说的吗
？I love it. It says,
我爱你。
God fights. You're fighting for yourself. Let me tell you, I'm going to fight for you from now on.
你以前是为自己而奋斗，我从今以后是神为你奋斗。
And what does Israel mean in Hebrew?
以色列在希伯来文是什么意思呢
？Prince and son of God.
是上帝的王子和儿子的。
Can you believe that?
你能相信这个事吗
？I think Jacob, when he heard that, he couldn't believe that this is true.
当雅各听到这个时候，他一定是说：“我不可相信这个。”
You know why? This is all my life. I have to be somebody.
你知道吗？我一生都在努力的奋斗，要成为某一个人
，so that I can achieve something.
我能够达到某一个位置
，and so that I can receive respect.
我能够得到尊重。
But now God is telling me that He will fight for me.
现在神告诉我，他说他要为我。
And my identity is I am a prince and a son of God.
我的地位是现在是是王子和神的儿子地位。
Can you see the vast contrast in terms of the change of his personality?
从这个地方我们可以看到他从那个他个性的那个改变从这样一个。地位的改变呢
Instead of him fighting for it,
不再是他要自己去努力的争斗。
Now it's God giving to him as a gift.
现在神给他是作为一个礼物来。
Can you see the difference?
你能看到这其中的区别吗
？You see how much our prayer can make a difference.
你可以看到我们的祷告能够能够完全改变这个情况。
One thing I benefited from reading this passage.
有一件事情我从这段经文当中我可以看到。
Especially about the short prayer that Jacob made.
特别是雅各的那个非常简短的祷告当中我们可以看到。
And by the way, our prayer doesn't always have to be long to be spiritual.
但是我也想跟大家说我们的祷告不一定要很长。
So, how short is Jacob's prayer?
雅各的祷告是有多长呢或者是多短呢
It says, I will not let you go until you bless me.
他就说我
Very short, less than 10 words.
我不会让你走除非你给我祝福
But you got to understand, at that time, his thigh is dislocated.
但是你要想到他的、那个时候 他的大腿是瘸了的时候。
I don't know what it's like, but I dislocated my left shoulder.
我不知道你，但是我是、我的肩膀开始。
And my whole mind is fixated on that pain. I cannot think of anything else.
那个时候，当我的肩膀的瘸了的时候，我整个的思想都是在这个疼痛。
And I can just imagine if my thigh is dislocated and half of my body weight needs that thigh and my leg to hold me up.I cannot think of anything else. So painful.
所以我想到，就是如果是我的大腿是瘸了的时候，我的整个的，而且整个身体都压在大腿上的。
So
我只有一个想法，就是那儿的疼痛。
So many times it's only when we are in deep, deep pain.
所以很多的时候，就是在我们有非常深的痛苦的时候。
Our prayer is genuinely from our heart.
我们的祷告才是真心的，是从心里出来的。
When God sees that,
神看到了这一点。
He says, "Amen."
他说我同意。
I listen to that prayer.
我听你这样的祷告。
So God not only used the pride of Jacob.
所以神不仅是用雅各的那个一开始的骄傲
to change him from.A life of striving to a life of enjoying God's blessing. But he uses.
从他的一开始的是要靠自己奋斗的一个生命生活，转变到享受神祝福的这样的一个生活。
But he also uses his prayer.
而且他也是用他的那个祷告。
And lastly, his being preserved.
第三个就是说的是就是保全。
Very interesting that after Jacob recovered, kind of recovered from his wrestling match with the angel of God.
非常有趣的是雅各跟神的使者摔跤以后，然后那个从那恢复过来的时候。
That it took time to reflect on what had just happened.
他花了时间来反思他那个整个的摔跤的过程。
He says, "I cannot imagine. I just."Encounter God face to face.
我不能想象我面对面的见了神。
And I survived it.
我还是没有死掉。
Who else do I know that has seen God face to face and survived it?
谁还有谁就是跟神面对面还没有死掉的呢？
And then just like he has done in the past, there have been three other times.When Jacob encountered God, and he named the place with a new name.
就像他跟神以前与神相遇的时候，他在这个地方也是把这个相遇的地方起一个名字。
In other words, this is a life-changing experience that he doesn't want to forget.
换句话说，这是一个生命改变的这样一个事件，所以他不想要忘掉它。
He really sees that there is something that he has to learn from here.
所以他看到在这个事件的当中，他看到他一定要有一个学习的功课。
And if you can use one word, it's the word preserved.
如果你用一个词来表达这个学习的功课的话，那就是保全这个词。
Another word for that would be to spare my life.
也就是说他没有就是免了我的性命。
So here we see that he already knew that God wanted to bless him.
所以他已经知道了神要祝福他。
So it's interesting that of all things when you look back,
这是非常有趣他当他回顾以前所发生的事情的时候。
He did not ask for God's protection again from Esau.
他没有再来寻求神来从把他保从他的哥哥那保护出来。
He did not ask for God to heal his dislocated thigh.
他也没有要神来医治他那个瘸了的腿。
But here the only thing he cherished the most is that he was able to face to see God.Face to face.
这里面他所珍惜的就是他所经历的那个与神面对面的过程。
So it's not, we need to ask ourselves now this question.
所以现在我们要问我们自己有这样一个问题。
How can we go from a life of striving to a life of enjoying God's blessing?
怎么样我们也能够从一个 自我奋斗的这样一个生活来转变成真是享受神祝福的这样生活的一个
And before that, I'd like to show you a map.
我要给你看一下这个地图。
Of how God fulfilled his promise to bless Jacob.
怎么样神从能够能够就是完成他所对雅各的应许。
Why is Peniel so important?
为什么这个佩尼比利是这样的重要
？In the map, you can see that Peniel is located south of the river Jabbok.
你可以看到这个地方，这个佩尼比利是在那个Jabbok河的那个南边。
What do you call the land north of the river Jabbok?
这就是你怎么称呼这个在加巴河南边的那片地是叫什么
？Canaan or the Promised Land?
是迦南或者是应许之地。
And then south of that is the land of Edom.
是北边是
迦
南河 ，OK， 南边是以东之地。
So you can see that there were two kingdoms.From this, there are two kingdoms.
在这个地方我们可以看到有两个王国。
On the south, Esau.
南边是以扫。
That's the nation of Edom.
是以东王国。
The nation that was not blessed by God.
是这个王国是不是神所祝福的一个。
And then north of that.
在这个河的北边。
Is the promised land, which then became Israel.
这是应许之地，就是以色列。
That's a land of promise.
是应许之地。
So another very important thing about Peniel.
另外一个重要的事情就是腓尼比利的这个地方的重要性是。
Before Jacob entered into the promised land, the new land.
在雅各进入到他应许之地之前。
Wanted Jacob to remove his old person.
神要他把整个的旧我全部的放弃了。
So that as he entered into the new land,
当他进入到新天地的时候，
he entered as a new person who is the prince and the son of God.
他进入到应许之地的时候，他成为一个新的人，那就是王子和神的儿子。
So let me ask you a personal question.
让我问你一个个人的问题。
After you came to know Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
当你已经成为接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主的时候
，After you were baptized，
当你已经受洗归入主了以后
，You've committed to live a new life in Jesus Christ， right？
你愿意来生活一个新的生活的时候
，We can do that once， which is very important during baptism， water baptism。
我们有这样一个决定是非常重要的，就有一次。
But do we continue know that weshould do that on a daily, regular basis.
但是我们是不是还记得，就是我们这样做这个决定，其实是每天都要做这样的决定。
Because just like Jacob,
就像雅各一样
，we have a new name.
我们也有一个新的名
字。We have a new relationship with God.
我们有个新的与神的关系。
We have a new identity.
我们也有个新的身份。
So that even though we can be living among non-Christians.
我们尽管我们是跟所有不是基督徒生活在一起
，because of our identity in Christ，
但是因为我们是在一基督里有新的
身份 ，we can be different from them。
我们应该是跟他们有不同。
So as we enter and ask the second question，
我要问的第二个问题是
，how we can go from a life of striving to a life of enjoying God's blessing，
就是从一个是自我奋斗的一个生活的转变成享受神祝福的生活的这样的过程的第二个问题我要问的是
Then after we, you know, because of that we need to see that our life we should remove our pride
第二个就是我们就应该要把我们的所有的骄傲都是去掉
Because based on 1 Peter 5:5
根据圣经上说，就是 彼得前书的五章五节。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
他是要阻碍，就是阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So in other words, one sure way that God opposes us is through our pride. Is because of our pride.
我们还可以完全清楚地看到，神阻挡我们的时候，那就是因为是与我们有骄傲的。
Or put in another way, one sure way to receive God's grace and blessing is to be humble.
那也就是相反的，就是有一个确定的方式能够得到神的祝福的话，那就是有一个谦卑的心。
So how do we see pride surfacing in our life? What can we see as evidence of pride in our life?
我们怎么看到我们有这样的证据，就是我们是有一个骄傲的心在那里呢？
It is when we encounter problems in life.
是在我们当遇到困难的时候。
We try to handle it ourselves without the help of God.
我们愿意用自己的能力来解决它。
And during that experience,
寻求神的帮助。
And during that experience, we sense that God is so distant from us.
在这个经历的当中，我们把神推到很远很远。
So sometimes we feel that God is not listening, God is at a distance.Maybe it's because we have been handling our lives based on our own ability.
So, 有的时候我们就会觉得神那么遥远，其实那是因为我们正在做，我们按照我们自己的能力在做事情。
And so, this week I consulted with my mentor.
这个星期我跟我的导师交谈。
I said, in your... Mentoring of people, how do you see pride in people? How do you detect that there's pride in people?
我跟导师问说，你跟你的门徒们一起在交谈训练的时候，你怎么能够知道那边有一个骄傲在里面？
This was his answer.
这是他对我的回答。
Good thing he didn't say you're one example of the pride person.
很幸运的是，他没有说你是其中一个例子。
He was very nice to me.
他非常对我非常。
But he said, oftentimes these are people who do not seek another godly person in their lives.
很多的时候就是因为他没有看到，就是有一个另外一个就是非常虔诚的人在那。
And then he explained this.
他后来就也解释。
He says that many times in the hidden recesses of our soul.
在很多的时候，在我们内心的深处。
They are shame.
有一个一个羞耻。
They are guilt.
或者是罪恶感。
There's a feeling of being abandoned or neglected.
有一种感觉就是被抛弃的感觉，或者是被遗忘的感觉。
And this is kept inside our soul.
这个在我们的心灵的深处就会有这么多的那种坏的感觉。
And when we try to hide this.
当我们要试图来掩盖这些感觉的时候
，we don't share with God.
我们不跟神来分享。
We don't share with somebody that we can trust.
我们不跟我们值得信赖的人来分享。
Then these hidden things, ugly things, comes out as anger.
那些隐藏的这些恶毒的感觉就变成一种愤怒。
And depression.
或者是那个沮丧，或者是
Have we seen a lot of these lately during the pandemic?
你在这个瘟疫的时候，是不是能够感觉到有这样的情形发生
？And the anger can come up in the form of domestic violence.
你的愤怒就变成一个家庭暴力。
Or people just feeling depressed and not being able to function.
或者是整个的就是沮丧，或者是有。Depression.
So,
忧郁症
Yeah. So, if anything, if what I've been just describing right now describes you,
我这儿描述的是不是跟你有一点的关系呢？
Are you willing to relinquish your pride?
你是不是愿意把你这个骄傲能够放弃？
And acknowledge this before God in a prayer.
在神的面前来。承认，然后有一个祷告。
And then to seek somebody godly brother and godly sister, to share what is in your heart.
跟一个能虔诚的神的仆人一起来分享你的心里的感受。
Remember, after you were baptized as a believer, you didn't just have a relationship with God, which is the primary, but you also have a relationship with the rest of the body of Christ.
记得我们当我们受洗归入主的时候，不仅仅我们跟神有了一个很好的关系，我们也是跟所有的其他的弟兄姐妹有一个 建立了良好的关系。
So here we learn we have to deal with pride because it opposes God, and we need to relinquish that.
所以我们可以看到，我们要骄傲是阻碍上帝的祝福，所以一定要放弃它。
The second is prayer.
第二个就是要祷告。
God desires to bless us, but the question is, are we trying to earn it, or are we trusting Him to give it?
所以这个问题就是说，神是渴望给你祝福的，但是我们是不是在祈求呢？还是在继续自己努力的在奋斗呢？
You know, many times, I don't know about you, after reading Jacob's life, it dawned on me that I don't oftentimes ask God to bless me.
很多的时候我不知道你，但是我很多的时候就是说我没有去寻求神的祝福。
I would ask him to protect me from the evil one.
我会就是寻求神来从那个邪恶当中来拯救出来。
I would ask him
保护。
I would ask him to provide for me.
或者是他成为我们的供应。
And then not too much about asking him to bless me.
但是很少的说是要神给我们一个祝福。
Because I think that it is already guaranteed in Christ, right?
因为我想这已经是在基督里已经是成了一个允许或者保证了。
Yes, God has many blessings, as Scripture says, that is already guaranteed or assured when we accepted Christ as our Savior.
是当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，神已经是允许给我们很多的祝福。
But God still wants us to ask Him.
但是神还是希望我们能够来寻求。
I remembered early that when I was new pastor.
在很早的时候，我一开始成为牧师的时候。
My wife reminded me a perspective that she learned.
我的妻子跟我分享了她学到的一个这么一个重要的一点。
It's contained in this statement.
这是在这样一个表述的。
If you're too busy to pray,
当你忙到无法祷告的时候，
then you are busier than what God has intended you to be.
你就比神希望你成为的那个人忙得太多了。
Let me say this again and see if it describes you, okay?
我再说一遍，是不是这描述了你这个？
When you're too busy to pray.
当你忙到无法祷告的时候，
then you're busier than what God intended you to be.
你就比神希望你的成为的人更忙了。
And then we as parents, we know this. We experience this.
我们作为父母的，我们应该知道这个事。
When the children that we raised,
当子女在养大的时候，
who were totally dependent upon us for their survival.
从小的时候，他完全是依靠我们来。能够才能成长。
Now that they are adults,
现在他们成为了成长成了成人。
They seek time to be with us.
他们找出时间来跟我们在一起。
And to have a heart-to-heart talk with us.
用一个心跟心的交谈。
They want to know what's in your heart.
他们要知道在你的心中是怎么想的。
And they wanted to share what is in their heart.
他们也要分享他在他们心中是怎么想的。
If you experience that as a parent,
如果经历这样作为一个父母来经历跟儿女之间的一个心与心的交谈的话，
you cherish that, don't you?
你一定会很珍惜这样的机会。
You look forward to that, don't you?
你也是非常渴望有这样的机会。
Now take a step backward.
然后我们退一步。
God, who is a God who lacks nothing.
神作为神，他没有任何的缺乏。
He doesn't need father's gift from you. He doesn't need mother's gift from you.
他不需要父亲的礼物，也不需要母亲的礼物。
But he chose for you to fellowship with him in prayer.
但是他选择你跟他在祷告当中与他交通。
That's what he asked you.
这就是他所要求你做的。
Can you say that I truly love God?
你能说我真正的爱我们的神?
But I have no time for you, God, in prayer.
但是我没有时间在祷告,跟你祷告。
God, I can choose to serve you, serve the children, the youth, and the adults.
神, 我已经选择来为年轻人或者是青
少年的儿童
服侍了。
God, can you see that I'm busy for you? I'm doing a lot of things for you. I love you.
我已经做了很多的服侍的工作,我很忙。
And God's saying to you,
但是神告诉你,
I would rather that you spend with me even 5 minutes, 10 minutes in prayer than you spending hours serving my people.
神说我愿意,反而愿意你花五分钟,十分钟的时间跟祷告,跟我相交,而不是花了几个小时,几个小时的在服侍的上面。
Because when you do not pray and you work,
如果你不再祷告在神的面前了
You are essentially saying God, I don't need you I have the power to do what you want me to do
这实际上就是对神说神我不需要你我有完全有能力来做好我的事情
If that is not pride, what is that?
如果这不是一个骄傲的话那 还有什么是骄傲
Let's face it
让我们面对这个现实
If it's not pride, what is that?
如果这不是骄傲的话那还有什么是骄傲呢
So here we seeThat we need to be praying so that we can go from a life of striving to a life of enjoying God's blessing.
所以我们看到这里我们需要要祷告唯有祷告我们才能成为从一个自我奋斗的一个生命生活来到受神祝福的这样一个享受的一个生活。
And we can transition from a life of striving to a life of enjoying God's blessing. The third thing is preserve.
第三个词我们要看的就是保全，就是我们怎么样从一个自我奋斗来到一个就是享受神祝福的这样的生活。
And appreciate what Colossians 1:12, what Paul wrote in Colossians 1:12.
我们很珍惜这个神在哥罗西书一章十二节所说的。
It says, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share.In the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Isn't that something?
这是不是这值得我们思考的事
That is something that God has prepared for all of us.
这就是神给我们准备的这一个非常珍贵的事情。
Whether you're new Christians or you've been a Christian for a long time.
不管你是新的基督徒或者是你是已经很久的基督徒了。
At the start of the message, I gave this thought.
我看了这个经文以后我就想到这样一个
That in the inner recesses of our hearts,
在我们的内心的深处
we long to know God, to love Him, and to serve, and to obey Him.
我们是在有一个渴望就是要要爱神 要顺服神的
And I asked the question What went wrong?
然后我问就是说是什么出了问题呢
Why is it that we do not experience The abundant life that Christ promised To all his followers?
为什么我们不能经历神要给我们的享受的那个祝福的 生活呢
And I think we have found the answer today In Jacob's life
我们今天从雅各的生活生命的当中我们看到了这样的
The pride The pride opposes or resists God's blessing.
骄傲阻挡或者是阻碍了这样神的祝福。
And we need to use prayer to ask God for His blessing.
我们要用祷告来寻求他的祝福。
So that God can preserve our lives by blessing us and to be a blessing to others.
所以因为这样的祝福，所以神能够让我们成为他的祝福也成我们成为别人的祝福
So I would like to conclude this message with a true story that happened in the Tokyo Olympics 2020
我要用这样一个真实发生的在东京奥运会的那个一个真实故事来结束我今天的信息
Because before the runner his name is Jacobs the last name is Jacobs the greatest night that he had ever had
就有这样一个人就是他的最他的姓氏叫雅各布斯就是雅各后面叫一个 S 就是
Before he competed in the 100 meter dash with some of the fastest men in the world.
在他与世界上跑得最快的人赛跑之前
he received a text message from a person with the same name, Lamont Marcel Jacobs.
他收到了一个与他同名的人的一个短信
He had explained that that person who texted is the senior and he's the junior.
然后他解释说那是那个父亲，我是儿子。
And the text message was very short.
这个信息是非常短的一个信息。
You can do it.
是你能行的。
We are with you.
我们与你在一起。
The message might be short to you.
这个信息对你来说可能是确实是非常短。
But that message had a powerful encouragement to this runner named Lamont Marcel Jacobs.
但是这个短信对这个人来说就是 Lamont Marcel 雅各布斯这个人来说是非常有激励的。
He was representing Italy.
他代表以意大利国来竞赛的。
And that country has never had a gold medal in a 100 meter dash.
这个国家在100米比赛的当中从来没有得过金牌。
But something happened before this event.
但是在这个事件之前有很多事情发生的。
A year ago, Jacobs decided to reach out to his father that he, okay, his father.
一年之前他决定跟他的父亲有来往。
So finally he made contacts with him.
最后他跟他的父亲有一个交通。
And why is this so important?
为什么这个事情是这么重要呢？
Because Jacob's, the senior, had conceived a child in Texas with an Italian woman in the mid-1990s.
因为这个老的雅各布斯在90年代的时候他在美国的德克萨斯州有这个生就是跟他太太怀上了这个孩子。
But 6 months after Jacob was born,
在他杰克布斯他出生六个月以后
the parents parted way and Jacob never saw his father again.
他父母就离婚了，然后从今以后他再也没见到他的父亲。
So he was without a father for 2.5 decades.
所以他是有25年的时间，他都没有见到他的父亲。
So when people ask, who is your dad?
当人们问他你的父亲是谁
He always said, I don't know, I don't know.
他总是说我不知道我不知道
And so he said, I started to a new relationship with him last year.
所以他说我去年的时候我开始重新跟我的父亲有建立了关系
For me, he said, it was so important.
对我来说这是非常的重要
Because when he was able to make contact with his father,
因为他能够跟他的父亲有一个交流
he felt that there was a peace that he has always been longing for.
他觉得他有一个非常渴望的那个平安他能够得到了。
So on August 1st, on the newspaper headline, it has this statement.
所以在今年的8月1号，就是这个月的第一天，在报纸的头条新闻上有这样的新闻。
In 9.8 seconds, a broad-shouldered, bald-headed Italian man born in Texas shocked the world.
在9.8秒的当中，一位出生在德克萨斯州的宽肩秃头的意大利男子震惊了世界。
So people would ask him, "Have you expected that you would be the fastest on the 100-meter dash?"
所以人们问他。你是不是已经有预期你会得到这样的冠军呢
？He says no. I've always been making 10 seconds.
不，他说我总是要跑到十秒左右。
But you see that text message from his dad.
你看到这一个短短的信息帮助了他。
Whom he has been looking for 2.5 decades.
这个信息就是说他所期望了已经25年的这个期望。
That message from his dad gave him a strength and a confidence so that he ran like never before.
这样一个短的信息让他得到了能力，也得到了这个非常大的鼓舞，使他能够跑得这么快。
It's the blessing that he needed from his father.
这就是他从他的父亲当中所要得到的祝福。
And just to remind you, tomorrow, today is 八八节 It's Father's Day in our Chinese calendar.
今天是八八节，就是Father's Day. 8月8号是八八节，就是父亲节，在中国的那个节日当中。
And children, if you have a biological father living with you,
孩子们，如果你是有亲生的父亲跟你在一起
，I want you to hug them.
我要你跟他们拥抱，跟他
拥抱。Because the families in America,
因为在美国的家庭的当中
，Let me ask you, how many percentage of families in America has a biological father living with them?
我让我问你一下，有多少的百分比的家庭？是有亲生的父亲跟你跟孩子们住在一起的。
I asked that question to some to children. They said 40-50%.
我问的孩子们的时候，他们的回答是大概40%-50%左右吧。
I wish that was so.
我真是希望是这样的。
We are in the minority, 30%.
但是我们是在少数，其实是30%。
If I were to ask how many of you had the biological father and also a Christian.
让我再问你，如果你是有一个亲生的父亲，而且你的亲生的父亲是一个基督徒的话
，They would still be in a smaller percentage.
这是更小的一个数字了。
You know what's happening?
你知道这什么事情会发生吗
？We need to ask God to bless our fathers, and especially the Christian fathers.
我们要为我们的亲生的父亲，或者是更重要的是基督徒的父亲。来寻求神的祝福。
And if we are fathers and Christians at the same time,
如果我们也是父亲，而且是基督徒的话
，Let's ask God to make us the protector of our family.
让我们寻求神成为我们家庭的保护者。
Not just a provider,
不仅仅是提供的
，and also the spiritual leader,
而且是圣灵的带领者。
And when that happens,
当这个事情发生的时候。
Many generations down the line,
很多很多代以后
they will call us blessed or blessed.
他们会说他们是受祝福的，或者是有祝福的一代。
Amen to that.
你是不是很同意和 amen 呢
？Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
我们宝贵的天父
，How desperately we need your blessing.
我们这么样的要有你的祝福。
And Lord, you have promised.
我们真是期望有你的祝福。
That you have given us all the spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus already.
我们已经知道你已经在基督里给我们所有的允许。
And Lord, I just wonder.
但是我正在思考。
If we can remember.
如果我们记得。
The one of the richest blessing that you want to give us.
你最最丰富的祝福要给我们的
It's our changed identity in Christ Jesus.
是我们所改变的身份在耶稣基督里所改变的
That we are a child of God.
我们是神的儿子
We are blessed by God.
我们是神所祝福的
We are prince.
我们是王子
We are children of God.
是我们是神的孩子
Nothing can change that.
任何什么事情都不能改变。
Father, may we live even though we are in the minority as Christians.
父王，让我们真是在生活在这个尽管是少数的一个国家的当中。
And in all the darkness,
在这所有的黑暗的当中。
All the sins,
所有的
All the immorality,
所有的那些邪荡的当中。
All the broken marriages.
所有的破碎家庭
All the broken families.
所有的破碎婚姻破碎家庭
But Lord, we will still stand firm on where we are.
我们还是稳稳地站在你的那一边
That we will ask God that you bless us.
我们要寻求神你来祝福我们
The children that are, our children who are already married and their families.
我们的所已经结了婚的儿女们
And we will pray for the spouses of our single children who are singles.
我们也真为那些还没有结婚的那孩儿女们 为他们的将来的那个配偶也祷告。
That they will find that the richest blessing.
他们会找到那神美好的祝福。
Is knowing Jesus Christ as Savior.
是我们最大祝福就是知道耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And to be called a child of God.
真正能被称为是神的儿女。
May we be humble in asking you to bless us each day.
我们要谦卑地来到你面前 来寻求你的祝福。
And to bless the people around us, whether it be at school or at work.
也能让我们成为我们周遭的所有人的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen. Amen.